Oh, say can see.
If you're an American and you're professing to be a Christian,
well, of course, as American citizens, what we want is accountable leadership.
Why don't we throw in a constitution so they know what's in that?
Get engaged in the political process.
Honest. You, my friend, are part of the problem
and not the solution.
Compassionate.
The church needs to rise. Rise.
Monica Matthews Show.
Welcome back. A little technical difficulty right out of the gate. Welcome back. Happy Hump Day, Weekend Warriors. Two more days. Welcome to May the 10th, 2023. I trust that you guys are having a beautiful Wednesday. I do hope that you're not counting down the days to your weekend. Most of you are counting down to tomorrow when Title 42 was supposed to expire, but the Biden administration regime has decided at the midnight hour to elongate Title 42. What is Title 42? Not that it really matters, because we do live in a nation with our borders down on a number of levels, but just to kind of give you a brief overview, Title 42 comes from a federal law that dates back to 1944. Bet you didn't know that. It's meant to help prevent the spread of communicable disease. Well, from what I've seen coming out of the West Coast and some of those, quote, sanctuary cities, boy, they've got some communicable diseases on their own sidewalks. But it's essentially what gave authority to the CDC to take emergency action in March of 2020. Which allowed immigration authorities to quickly expel migrants in denying entry to, quote, asylum seekers. In 1944, the Public Health Service Act established an administrative structure for the country to deal with national and international health problems that could arise both in wartime and in peace, because back then, TB was a major public health threat to the nation. And the Public Health Service Act helped helped provide grants for research and treatment of the disease. Isn't this amazing that it took all the way up to 2020 for President Trump's administration to invoke the order to restrict migrants' entry into the U.S., including for those seeking asylum at the southern border? Of course, Democrats have been crying about that, you know, since then. But, you know, what's really interesting to watch from where I sit is watching the foundational Black Americans and their rhetoric with regard to, because, you know, they're really ramping up and pushing for reparations, not only on a state level, but federally. They are really pushing hard for this. And we knew that was going to be a campaign mailer, and it in fact is and has been for a number of years. But they see this as like, the door's open, this is our chance. Well, boy, if you ever want to see a group of individuals just go to town on each other, you know, sit in some of the Twitter spaces with migrants from who are any type of a hyphenated American coming from the continent of Africa. And along with the FBAs, because that's how they refer to themselves, or FBAs, Foundational Black Americans. And there's a large portion of them that follow Farrakhan. You know, some of your more illustrious people like Talbert Swan, who, you know, I can't even believe I just mentioned his name on my show, because it desecrates my show when I do it. And I have had personal exchanges with him, and he is simply one of the most defiling creatures on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. But he is hailed as a foundational Black American champion, as is the likes of Tariq Nasheed and others who, I mean, Tariq's really known as basically the godfather of the entire movement. And, you know, Tariq and I actually had a civil space that I hosted, and he entered into the space unbeknownst to me, and 5,000 people later, you know, in 3 hours later, you know, there were some interesting conversations that took place. And so, you know, what's interesting is that I know the old adage is the friend of my enemy is the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right? Well, in this case, don't you have to wonder, like, where does the white guy end up in this whole thing, right? Because you do see a push, narratively speaking, you do see a massive push to just squeeze the white individual out of society, period, right? But when you consider this mass migration into my sources, we have over 30 million illegal immigrants in this country, and millions of those are comprised of those who have poured over the border in the past 24 months. I mean, we saw it with the Obama administration too. The buses are down there. They're unmarked. Tags have been taken off of them. This is exactly what he did. Drop them off across the country. And I could go into the whys and the hows and all of that. But I'm bringing all of this up to say this. Okay. You can keep your eyes on that. You can keep your eyes on the fact that some people believe that all of these seditious conspiracy charges, prosecutions, and convictions now moving into sentencing phase at coming out of DC for J6ers and certain J6ers who were members of the quote Proud Boys, and that somehow that lends itself to the fact that they're going to go after President Trump for seditious conspiracy as well. But I would like to take this opportunity to remind you that back in 2021, it was already discussed and addressed, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigations, that there was not a coordinated effort to be found on behalf of President Trump or those in his close proximity. That was an official statement that was made across several news outlets, actually. And not that I would ever consider any news outlet at this point, the ones that did actually run with this, some type of credible source. But you got to know that if they're primarily on the left and funded by the World Economic Forum and the powers that be, that they don't have an incentive to print something of that nature that favors President Trump, right? So for some reason, and I know the reason, and it's because people are blinded, they're afraid, they're running scared. Attorneys of some of these guys have actually thrown President Trump under the bus it was his fault that my client was there, right? Like, look over here. I mean, it's President Trump, so he called everybody to DC. And what happens in this whole discourse is that you forget that there is nothing illegal about coming together to protest in this country. We know that it's dangerous at this point. If you don't know that, let me repeat that. It is a dangerous proposition for you to gather and protest anywhere around any subject matter. It doesn't mean that it's unconstitutional, but you have to know that you're not walking into a honeypot or a honey trap. You're walking into a fly trap, like a very well outlined and laid out, rather, a maze with zero cheese at the end. So probably not the wisest choice for you to be formulating any type of a rally point. But hey, some of you are gung-ho about doing so, and okay, more power to you. Just understand the inherent risks that now come with that, because we are occupied. So you could keep your eyes on that if you want. And it is important to understand the position from that you're actually in, right? As I stated the other night, if you missed that show, that what really was a gift for you. I do pray that you'll go back and I'd ask you to consider going back and listening to that show if you missed it a few nights ago, a Monday night show. That was an impartation. That was an impartation to you. That was imparting a lot of really good things. So if you missed it, please go back and listen. It's like 42 minutes and some seconds of your life that I do believe will encourage you. And it will help to set your compass, right? It'll help to remind you of things you already know. I'm not teaching you anything you don't already know on some level, but we all need to be reminded, amen? And I'm surrounded by people who remind me of my actual position and my actual authority and my actual jurisdiction within the realm of the kingdom of my Heavenly Father, who happens to own and occupy this entire world because he can. Because he created it. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That includes everything in it. Amen. He sits high above every power and principality, right? Every government system. And so if I'm in him and he's in me, then I would do well to remember who I am, from whence I come, the actual authority by which I govern my own life, which means that of course I abide by the laws of the land, because that too is scriptural. Not to be confused with mandates, by the way, because mandates are not laws. But they surely had you guys sucking in all of those, you know, little metal fibers in your masks for however many years. And some people are still driving around in their cars alone with those things sucked to their faces. I can't imagine what their lungs look like at this point. But those were mandates, federal mandates. It sounds so scary, right? And so you have to know. And even though, even though we know our jurisdiction and our positional authority in and through the cross and the resurrection of Christ our Lord, it doesn't mean that we should not be as wise as serpents down here in this temporal landscape, because we're told to be so. Wise as serpents, gentle as doves. Amen. And there's nothing cultish about that. There's nothing radical about that. Of course, it would appear to be radical to the world system of oppression, because anything that reeks of liberation is going to be contrary to an oppressive system. And we have enjoyed over 200 years of liberty in this country. And here we are. So this is a real eye-opener for people. Some people still believe they have a chance of saving the country. And I am not of that ilk or that persuasion. I believe that we have in fact been taken captive, and we are in fact, at least administratively, and certainly by virtue of open borders, we are in fact occupied on a number of levels. But that's not the end of the story for America. It doesn't have to be. So I can keep your eyes on and encourage you to keep your eyes at the border, keep your eyes on this regime, keep your eyes on the occupiers, keep your eyes on the elections in 24 and 2020 and President Trump versus DeSantis and this woman who knows what happened between those two 45,000 years ago, BC, I don't know. But, you know, a jury finds him, culpable in whatever the defamation component of things, of all things. It's like for defending himself, and now he's gagged and he can't defend anything about. Listen, if you don't think we're occupied and you still are following these little hot tarts that are filling up all of your social media feeds with, you know, looking smoking hot cute, and they've got all their little Trump gear and all their Trump merch and Trump 24 and all that stuff. They got you guys just salivating every time you're online, right? You're like, yeah, that's right. In 1776, right? Okay. Listen. Most of those chicks need a history lesson. Okay. They're very good at parroting things. Okay. They're young. They're, like I said, they're little bombshells. I get it. More than likely little honeypots on top of that. And they don't even know it. So many people are used and they don't even know they're being used. And some people do. Some people are wise enough to understand when they're being utilized by the other team. But the good news is none of that matters when you're actually sold out to the winning team. Amen. And I would submit to you that a lot of these little tarts, and not just chicks, but there are dudes too who are got y'all all amped up on, you know, they're all beefcakes and they've served and they're veterans and they got guns and they cuss a lot and they shoot people birds. And you know who I'm talking. I mean, y'all know who these folks are, and it just gets people geeked up and amped up. And in your mind, you literally are living on a 1776 battlefield. And I'm telling you now, the country has been toppled through infiltration at the highest levels down to the lowest levels. But that doesn't mean America is over. That's not what that means. It simply means we have unwanted house guests. And you're probably going to have to serve them dinner, three meals a day, glass of wine. You know, you're going to have to pretend like they don't stink and they don't take up your entire, you know, they're not hogging the remotes and they haven't, you know, they haven't cleaned your sheets in a while. You know how it is with unwanted, you know, oh God, I hate this movie so much, but it reminds me of Clockwork Orange. Ugh. And that was like a traumatizing movie for me as a kid. I think that came out actually the year I was born. I don't know. But I remember being exposed to it as a child, of all things. God knows my older siblings were probably watching it. And I saw that horrible scene with the woman and the guys who, you know, break into the house. And it's like they've just taken over this house. It's awful. That's what's happened to our country. That's what's happened to our country. And you are going to see an exodus, a new brand of Americans is going to be birthed in the way of expats. 1,000%. I'm seeing it more and more in my feeds. People are like, we're out of here. We're done. And not only that, I'm seeing it from, and I'm not suggesting you do that. I get it. Okay, I get it. But you're better off. You know, look, just because it gets hot in the kitchen, although if you're one of the ones who wants to jump ship, then you should probably go because you won't be of any use to us here. But for those of us who understand that not only is the earth the Lord's and the fullness thereof, but our country historically has been a habitation for our Creator, our Savior, and His Holy Spirit. And how do I know that? Because we birthed a United States Constitution that is superior to any other constitution on the globe. Now, it may be, people may be using it for toilet paper at the moment. They may be ignoring it as if it doesn't matter. That they may be, you know, getting ready to shred it or pretending as if it doesn't exist. But might I remind you that the majority of the world believes that the scriptures don't exist, and people who say they adhere to the Christian faith don't even know what's in between those pages from the first book to the 66th. They have no clue what's on those pages. And I'm not shaming you. I'm just telling you. Pretty hard to subscribe to something that you don't know a damn thing about. Wouldn't you agree? If all you've done is say amen to Jesus, because you're going to get your halo and a rainbow, you know, a banjo and a robe at some point over the rainbow, you are sadly mistaken about what all of that means. And quite honestly, what your actual birthright is. And if you don't know that, you will roll over to our current inhabitants. I'm not talking about illegal aliens. I'm talking about the people who have encroached upon every system, our university system, our medical system, our government, our military industrial complex, policies, policy centers, think tanks, our financial institutions. Our churches, the list goes on and on. So when I say I'm not being hyperbolic, you can look to see which states have alliances with China. They're excited about it. They're pumped about it. These are new economic initiatives, right? It's fantastic. Look at us. Versatile. I love it. We're so diverse. It's amazing. Look at us extending our hand to our global partners, right? In the meantime, these guys are literally eating our lunch on about, I don't know, at least 10 different levels. They're funding things across the globe that are not in favor of our existence as a free nation. That's an adversary. That's an enemy. And they are now coming together. They're banding together with our other usual suspects and adversaries in the Middle East, because they're starting to smell the blood in the water. Well, of course they are, because we invited them in. We got into the shark tank. We opened the gates into our beautiful, clean, pristine, not salty water. We opened the gates, you know, to the bull sharks, who can, by nature, can survive in fresh water. And now we have a nation filled with bull sharks. And most Americans are just following accounts that are like, well, if you're not on our side, go Trump, then you're just un-American. You can unfollow me. I'm like, psh, easy. Where's that little easy button? Done. Unfollowed. Because you have no idea what's going on. And as cute as you are leading people into destruction. Primarily because our minds cannot continue to only be set on what we see. I preach this almost every show now. And as you know, for 8 years terrestrially, I've always talked about faith, life, and politics. I mean, that's been my gig for, you know, since I was on terrestrial radio. That was the title of my show, Faith, Life, and Politics. And so I do talk about all of it, but the only thing that reigns supreme in all of life is our Creator and His Son and His Spirit. And if you are a blood-bought and born-again, infilled with the Holy Ghost of our Father, then you are called to live above the fray, because that's your actual position, which means that we're not freaked out. We're not scared. We're not losing sleep. We're not scared about the economy. We're wise. We see what's happening with our eyes, and with our ears, we hear it. The kingdom economy is completely different from earthly economy, because our economy says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and He will add all of these things unto you. Give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken, and like totally pouring over. Bring unto me the tithes and offerings into my storehouse, and see if I don't pour you out a blessing so big. Test me in this, in Malachi 3. Test me in this one thing and see if I don't pour you out a blessing so big you won't be able to receive it. That's our Father's economy. That's how you avert the destruction coming upon the world system and those adherents.